Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And why can't I hear me? That's weird. Oh, there we go. Jesus Christ. Welcome to the show, folks. My name is Mark Scalia, and I am your host of Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. And you are listening live. That's how we broadcast. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of two ways. One, through Facebook Live. That's how we broadcast. We've always broadcasted live, and it's always broadcasting on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock since our inception. And we just passed our 10th season. And you can also listen, the other way you can listen is through the Slightly Edited for Time podcast version of the show, available through our new web hosting platform called Podbean. Just go to podbean.com and you type in Radio Irregardless, or my name, Mark Scalia, and you will see the podcast. And you can sign on using a variety of different platforms, Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, all kinds of different things. So click the one you have, the one you're used to, and then you can subscribe to the podcast, and that would be great. So as I always start the show the same way every single time, I start with the happening now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
So let's just get into this. I'm a little disheveled because my technology is actually all good. I'm all good, believe me. But my approach to things is actually a little screwed up because I'm so burnt out, and it's October 5th. I don't know if you know this. It's October in Salem. This is where I live. So this is where I work, and this is what I do. I wish I was doing more stand-up. It's easier. I've been on the Salem trolley during the day, and I've been on the trolley at night doing the Ghost and Legends tours. And when I tell you I'm doing, I don't know, 5 hours during the day, which doesn't sound like a lot, but if you're talking continuously for 5 hours, you're burnt out. And then what happens? You have about an hour, and then you swap, and then I get in costume and character and makeup, and then I do two more shows at night, and then I come home and I go to bed, and then I start the whole process all over again. And my wife is actually in the same kind of situation because she's doing the Salem food tours, and it's nuts here already. Absolutely nuts. Also, we got comments already. Oh, there we go. Well, Seth is watching. Thank you, Seth. And believe me, I'm not complaining. I appreciate the people who come to Salem. And in all my tours, I want people to enjoy Salem. I want them to see Salem the way I do. I want them to enjoy the fun. I want them to see, all the restaurants, and I want them to see the shops and the people and the costumes and the history, not just the witchcraft stuff, but everything. So that's why it's, to me, it's Salem. And that's what I absolutely love about living here and then about working here. But it's the 5th. Fucking tired already. Actually, in background, see, look in the background. Well, for the folks listening to the podcast, you won't see this, but for the people watching live, I actually, this is Jack. This is my wig, and Jack is actually just hanging out because I don't have one of those styrofoam heads that you can put a wig on, so I have to hang it on my lamp, so it just sits there, so it looks like. It looks like a man of war. It's like a jellyfish. That's what it looks just hanging out. But I'm enjoying it. But I'm tired, man. I'm really, and it's the 5th, and there's another 25 days to go. But and speaking of that, I don't even get breaks for that because after Halloween, number 1st, I've got corporate gigs. I'm flying out. I'm doing more stand-up. I'm doing so many things in the 2 weeks of November. And then, of course, boom, Christmas Carol, Scrooge, right away. So I've got another thing. And again, I love being busy. I love being busy. But I think it's okay to be busy and still kind of complain that you're busy. I think that's fine. So let's talk about what's been going on in the news lately. And I've actually thought about redoing this particular segment, but let me talk about this now because there's a couple things I'd love to talk about, but it gets a little tricky. But I'll just talk with the headlines. Elon Musk is ready to buy Twitter again for $44 billion. Unbelievable. See, originally he was going to buy it, and then he said, yeah, let's buy it. And then Twitter says, yeah, okay, we'll sell it to you. And then Elon Musk said, do you have bots? And Twitter said, we don't have bots. And then they took it to get finalized, and they're like, oh, fuck, we got bots. So Elon Musk said, I don't want to buy bots. And they go, you have to buy bots. He wanted to buy the bots. So now they got rid of some of the bots, and now the bid's back on the table, so they're going to buy it. So what the fuck? And just, that's not even the craziest thing. You know, I know we have a lot of problems, especially in the Ukraine, with Russia annexing those parts of Ukraine, which is crazy. But did you know that they just launched a rocket into space? Did you know that? The Russians launched a rocket into space for the first time in 20 years. And they launched it with a Russian cosmonaut, and they launched it from the United States. What? Yeah. They launched a rocket with a Russian cosmonaut from the United States on Wednesday, and they launched to the International Space Station along with a NASA and a Japanese astronaut. Now, let's just say, I've been in car rides with people where I'm like, fuck, this is going to be the longest car ride ever. But you launched in space. How does that, what kind of conversation are you going to have? What, you're like, hey, how you doing, Nikolai? Everything's good. There's nothing going on. It's fine. Look out the window. It's very fun. I don't want to talk. I'm going to put my mask on and just read the magazine. And if you think flying to space is awkward, there's a pilot from Southwest Airlines who's suing a colleague for exposing themselves. Listen to this. A pilot is suing the company, her union, and a former colleague who pleaded guilty last year to, listen to this, deadbolting the cockpit door during a flight and stripped naked in front of her. The friendly skies.
Come fly the friendly skies.
What? Yeah. These are headlines. These are, I'm not making these. I wish I could. I wish I was as funny as a writer. But this is horrible. Now, and this is actually kind of messed up. Do you remember, what was it?
Somebody calling me?
Okay, I thought I heard a vibration. Remember, I think it was 2 years ago. Three people were accused of trying to kidnap the governor. Do you remember this? Paul Bellar, Joseph Morrison, and Pete Mizuko are charged in connection with a 2020 anti-government plot. I was in pro-government. What the fuck? Anti-government plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Now, here's the thing. I thought it was all kind of a scam, but these guys are not connected to somebody else. But these guys actually decided to do all this. So, of course, you know, plead guilty. But here's the thing. I've seen Gretchen Whitmer, and I don't know if I'd... She's not exactly the one I'd like, you know, to kidnap. I wouldn't want to kidnap a lot of people. Like my wife. Well, I'm trapped in a house with her anyway, so it doesn't matter. Now, here's a good thing. My wife's a big pro-animal people. Not like I'm not, but she's super into pro-animal. And she actually, I'm not even lying. She sent me a text message thinking, oh, hey, have a good day at work. She didn't. She sent me a video of them rescuing dogs in Florida because of the hurricane, and they rescued some animals. So this is a story just for her. Rescuers, I hate the pun in this, rescuers flock together to save 275 parrots stranded by Hurricane Ian. 275 parrots. Okay. Now, the parrots were sitting in cages and they were waiting to be transported to the mainland in Pine Alley, Florida, last Tuesday. And then the volunteers helped them evacuate hundreds of birds from the, Malama Manu Sanctuary to escape the damage from Hurricane Ian. So they rescued 275 parrots. So that's for my wife. And here's the thing. Parrots fly, right?
Come fly the friendly skies.
Fuck. Wait, people are not thinking. This is a strange story. I saw this and I was like, I got to talk about this. There's a Louisiana house challenge about this woman who actually posted this. And this is her ad. She video posted. Her name is Katie Darling. And she posted a video of her giving birth to her son. Like, I don't know how graphic the video is, but basically she's giving birth to her son and then she's holding her son. This is an ad that she's running for the house challenge, for this. You know, it just put in the OnlyFans page. That'd be easier too. I mean, I get what she's doing. She's very, you know, she's pro-life and blah, blah, blah. And I get that. So she's trying to do that. But I don't know because... I don't know. You ever watch a birth video? Like, it's not the birth video per se. It's just her, but not my thing. And here's another thing that's not my thing. Did you know that the U.S. starts its financial year this year with a record $31 trillion in debt? Let that sink in a second. First of all, Twitter is $44 billion. Let's do the quick math. Two would be 88. 466. So it's 1,000 fucking Twitters. That's a lot of tweets. Yikes. And speaking of that with the budget, Joe Biden, he told Puerto Rico he's committed to the island. Which I don't know what that means because 90% of what he says, I'm not sure if he knows what he's talking about. But apparently he's promised to rebuild the entire island.
Your island? You mean Ireland?
Yeah, it's mine.
I'm sick of talking about disasters. And this last story, and this is actually really serious. I want to talk about this. And for this, I need a sip of wine. So it was a bad story. So I'm going to bring it down for a second. Apparently, Tom Brady and Giselle,
they're not doing so good.
They're not doing so good, folks. I know. We're like, yeah, I got a hurricane and California's got a drought and there's fires and. And now Giselle and Tom, you got to be shitting me. Apparently Giselle and Tom Brady are actually, they're looking at divorce lawyers apparently. So, I mean, here's the thing. Divorce is never, you know, especially this, it's going to be a high profile. And everybody who hates Tom Brady is going to be all over that shit. Because they'd be like, oh, good, I fucking hate him. And that's it. So, just one more thing. So, that's what's going on today. But here's what's going on today in history.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you?
And now, Radio Irregardless's This Day in History.
Are you kidding? My wife just sent me a text about animals again. And I'm not joking. Yeah. Kidding. That was the buzzing. That was a vibration. She sent me a goddamn text message about cats or something. I don't know what's going on. But let's talk about this day in history. Here we go. Now, in 1465, French King Louis the Sixth signed peace with Charles the Stout. I know nothing about literally European history from literally, well, I know a little bit of the Middle Ages, little different in the French and the Spanish and the Portuguese. I don't know much about that kind of history, but I just thought Charles the Stout was a great fucking name. In 1796, Spain declares war on England. England was asked to comment, and they said, who? 1905, Orville and Wilbur Wright's The Flyer 2 flew 38.5 kilometers in 38.3. I don't know what the hell that means. What? I don't know. They flew. I don't even keep writing my own notes. 1921. This is a big deal. The first World Series was broadcast on the radio. The Yankees beat the Giants 3-0. Okay, and that's for Ramon because he loves Derek Jeter, apparently. Nobody cares about Derek Jeter. This is actually a funny thing. In 1924, the first Little Orphan Annie strip appeared in New York City's Daily News. Now, when I read that, I thought it said Little Oral Annie's strip. I'm tired. I thought it was something about porn or something. I didn't know what it is. I'm like, 1924, good for them. 1931, the first non-stop trans-Pacific flight took place today from Japan to Washington. Another first, 1945, Meet the Press premiered on radio, or as I like to call it, Meet the Depressed. 1947, the first presidential address was televised from the White House. And you know who did it? Truman. That changed everything. On this day, a very personal thing, 1969, Monty Python's Flying Circus begins airing on the BBC today, 1969. Also, 1970, PBS becomes a network. On this day in 1998, the House Judiciary Committee recommends a full impeachment inquiry. I don't even know who I don't know. Was it still Clinton? Yeah, no. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah, it was Clinton. I did not have. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. And on this date, on 2011, the American innovator, businessman, and co-founder and longtime CEO of Apple, Steve Jobs, died of cancer. He was 56 years old. And speaking, well, now we're talking about death. Now let's talk about birthdays. Hubba Hubba. Oh, still got a total crush on her. Kate Winslet. She's 47 today. I love my wife. There's no doubt in my mind. I love my wife. But if Kate Winslet knocked at my door right now, I would put my wife on the floor and I would stand on her like a carpet to welcome Kate Winslet into... She's no Keira Knightley, but whatever. I think eventually she's probably going to... If she's listening, she's going to... Let me see if she commented. I don't even know if she commented. Let me see. No comments yet. It's just a matter of time, I would imagine. Happy birthday to Bernie Mac. Now, here's the thing. Bernie Mac died in 2008. He was 50 years old. Bernie Mac was one of the funniest comedians ever. Just his Def Jam special just buried it.
You don't understand. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
And Ray Kroc from 1902 to 1984. He was 81 years old when he passed. Ray Kroc, founder of McDonald's. Yeah. Jesse Eisenberg. Of course, of the movie, the Facebook movie they put out. And of course, he played Lex Luthor. No, thank you. He's 39. Like, that's so young. Neil deGrasse Tyson, 64 years old today. Of course, the physicist. And of course, you know him. I know him. You love him. I love him. Chester A. Arthur. Yeah, there's a lot of Chester A. Arthur fans out there. What's this? Oh, Kevin said, Nato Jenkins. What's that? Oh, I don't know. Is that Nato? I can't read it. My eyesight is so bad. You know what I should do? I'm going to swap out glasses. That's what I'm going to do. So I can read the comments. The weird thing is I love these glasses, but they're more literally for outside. And oh, yeah, now I can read it. It's NATO Jenkins. I don't know, NATO. I can read it. And the Chester A. Arthur fans, he was actually 57 when he died from 1829 to 1886. What the fuck is that? Jesus Christ. Hold on. What is this? Hello?
Hello.
What? Hold on a second. Jesus Christ, is my wife. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on. You're not going through the system. Give me a second. Technology-wise. Yeah, she's upset about all the comments. So hold on a second. I got to put this to bed. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
There you are. Now you're in the system. Okay, good. See? Just took a second. So, did Kate show up? Is that why you called?
No, Kate did not show up.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my wife, the lovely, the beautiful, the talented Karen Scalia, owner-operator of Salem Food Tours, even though I technically own 50%. She runs the whole goddamn thing, and because we're married, I own half of it anyway, so it doesn't really matter. And she's been very busy. You've been very... Am I lying? That's according to the government rules. According to the government rules, I own half.
You were starting off really good, almost backpedaling a little bit, and then you slid into that, but that's okay.
Slid into what? Oh, you know how tired I am, but you've been busy too. Tell everybody how busy you've been. Because you're doing like double.
There's a program in Salem. It's madness.
Yeah, and you're doing double. So you're doing like, you have three different kinds of tours. You have a coffee walk, you have an afternoon stroll, and you have a full-blown food tour. So you've been doing doubles, if not triples every day, doing a coffee walk early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Like half an hour, 40 minutes in between. And then you do your afternoon stroll, which is 2.5 hours. And then on the weekends, you will do the full 3-hour food tour.
Yeah.
So you know how busy it is.
It's been a busy month already. But we don't scare people about visiting Salem. Speaking of visiting, you know what we could do? We could go to Reading in the UK, which is where Kate Winslet was born.
Okay. Why would I want to go where she's born?
I don't know. Since you have an interest in Kate Winslet.
I don't freak everybody out. I don't want to see what she looked like as a kid. I want to see her now.
Kevin said if Kate shows up, Karen will push you out of the way and jump her. Listen, if you're breathing, you think Kate Winslet is hot. She's awesome. She's talented. She's real. She is one cool chick. We like her a lot. She's great.
I don't know. But I had a moment where I was going to say something and I forgot. And I'm just so tired.
Well, I just said call to say hi, everybody. Happy October.
Yes. Well, thank you. And again, where can they get a food tour? And how do they go through that?
You got to go to my website. So anytime you want to do anything in Salem, you go to salem.org and there's a list of things to do. And so if anyone's ever considered coming to Salem in October, do it. It's awesome. If you don't like crowds, my insider tip is you come in the middle of the week. And it sounds obvious, but we're mostly really, really busy from Friday morning to Sunday afternoons. So if you really want to, you know, experience Salem in October, take a day off, grab the kids. And if you want to visit my website, salemfoodtours.com, that's where you can find out my calendar. But there's also a Salem Kids Tour here in Salem that's terrific. And there's a lot of great things happening. Like tomorrow's the Haunted Happenings Parade, which is so much fun in downtown Salem. And that will be great. And this weekend is the most important parade of the season. You know what that is?
Oh, is it the zombie? No, the zombie walk was last week, wasn't it?
Keep up, Mark. Zombie walk was last weekend.
That's what I just said. The zombie walk was last weekend. And they have the devil's bowel or whatever it is. The devil's run. The devil's bowel run. I don't know what it's called.
No, this one is the Halloween parade. And people dress up their dogs.
Yeah.
Dress up.
No. Dogs should not wear clothing. I am very adamant about that. I don't like cats wearing clothes. I don't like dogs wearing clothes. And if you send me one more of it, Yeah, look, I'll show the people. Look, I'm not joking. My wife just texted me. Here, I'll put it up. See? She sent me a fucking cat video or something about a people rescuing animals. I don't care. I got a cat that sleeps in my dirty clothes all the time. He's a garbage cat. He just sits in there, everything. But if you want to go to Salem and you would check that out. But I'm talking about you. It's about if they want to come specifically and you give them the history.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, they can come visit me and do a food tour with me, learn a little bit about the history. And again, salemfoodtours.com. They can click on book a tour. They'll be taken to the tour calendar.
Okay.
And it has a list of all the available tours, and they can click through and see how many tickets we have left on a particular day.
Okay. So they're going to go to the salemfoodtours.com, click your calendar, yep. click book a tour. And then they go, oh, I want to go here this date. And here's the time. Is tickets available? Boom, boom, boom. They're done.
Done. That's perfect. It. They get a confirmation. That's
perfect.
It.
There you go. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling in. And if Kate Winslet shows up, let me know. Kate Winslet and Keira Knightley. Those are the new thing. But my classics would be Connie Selica, Still, and Jane Seymour. And Jacqueline Smith, and that's it. Those are my day passes.
I'm glad to hear that you had that tip. I like the way you say that.
Those are my day passes.
Those are all.
Not like they're going, oh my God, there's a guy broadcasting out of his living room. So I don't think Jacqueline Smith is actually scouring the podcast and go, oh my God, this guy mentioned me. All right.
I don't know. If I see any posters being hung up, that's it. That's a deal breaker for me.
Well, you know, I got the big cat in the back, the Japanese print of Kim, the cat. And is this list laminated? Yeah, it has to be.
And on that note,
all right.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
All right. All right. I'll see you downstairs in a little while. All right. Love you. She just hung up on me. Fucker. Just didn't even say bye. Just hung up. That is it. Folks, let's do this. Let me take my break and get another little sip of wine. And I got a couple things floating around in the break. So when I come back, I'm going to tell you what I got going on over the next couple weeks. But you're listening to Radio Irregardless, and I'll be right back.
This is Ebenezer Scrooge, and although it's fairly warm now, winter is coming. And when it does, be sure to see me on the Salem Christmas Trolley. Tickets are $30 each, and there's plenty of shows so that I get to torment all of you. But feel free to pay for the ticket and not show up, because less bodies, more money. And until I see you on the trolley, this is Ebenezer Scrooge wishing you a humbug.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Loyal listeners of Radio Irregardless, my name is Paul Kravitz. Yes, that Paul Kravitz. Mark, I would like to invite your listeners to watch my show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. If you like the show, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to the Paul Report on any of the following: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. That's the Paul Report, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And folks, had a fun little show tonight. And again, I'm a little tired, a little out of it, but it is October. It's my first show of the month. And I'm going to be doing another show, I'm hoping to be doing a show on the 19th, 2 weeks from now. Or if not, I'll be doing a show, my special Halloween show, the 26th. I'm going to be so busy that it's probably going to be the 26th. That's the show I'm going to do. But if you want to be part of the show, if you want to comment or questions, or if you just call the hotline, it's 978-219-9294. You can email the show at radioirregardless@gmail.com. And of course, if you want to see where I'm going to be performing, because I'm not doing a lot of stand-up this month, but I am going to be on the Salem Trolley for most of the month. So all you got to do is go to my website, markscalia.com, go to the calendar. You don't even have to do that. It's right in the main page. You can see all the shows I'm doing, and it's all on stuff. But again, I'm going to be super busy coming up in November. The Christmas Carol is coming up. Everything's going to be. So my next show will be October 26th. It's the Halloween show. Folks, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. Your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast and recorded live. We'd like to thank the on-air guest and all of our listeners. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2022, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello. Hello. Just gonna want to go, eh?